All right. So right now, we're going to be joined by Brian Watkins. I mean, we're going to be talking to Golden Tate here soon, but we're going to be joined by Brian Watkins. He's a veteran e-commerce executive, and now he's part CEO of the new company, courtesy of Rep the Squad. How you doing, Brian?
Doing great. How about you guys?
Great. Doing all right, man. Doing all right. Well, let some of our listeners know. Tell us and educate us about Rep That Squad. What exactly it is, and what are y'all doing, and what have you teamed up with Golden Tate on this project?
Yeah, I think about Rep That Squad is like old school Netflix. You know, for $20 a month, subscribers get access to any professional sports jersey they want. You send it to them free of charge. They get to wear it for as long as they want, a day, a week, a month. When they're finished with it, they drop an envelope back to us, prepaid. We clean it up, and we send them the next jersey on their list.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay, this is a company, if I'm not correct, this is based out of Seattle. Y'all started this in Seattle?
Yeah, we started in Seattle with the idea with the Seahawks, right? So, you know, pretty much fans come in, they can wear a Sherman jersey 1 week, then grab a Jimmy Graham color rush the next week. You know, when Sherman got injured, we saw a big spike in his jerseys. And so it just lets fans be fans, right, and building that platform up. And then, you know, we started adding on Supersonics, and we added on Golden State. And now we're in about 5 NFL markets and 4 NBA markets and getting ready for baseball.
Okay. And what are the NFL? I know Seattle, and what are some of the other teams in the NFL that you're associated with?
Yeah, so we have the Seahawks, the 49ers, the Raiders, Denver Broncos, and also the Detroit Lions, along with Golden Tate.
Okay.
So I'm sure Garoppolo's a hot item right now.
it's blown off the shelves, right? So we actually, as soon as the trade happened, we were able to get some copies of his jersey made up, and we started riding him right to our San Francisco 49er base.
Okay.
I really think it's a great idea, especially when you're talking about NBA with guys that bounce around so much. I mean, you may not want to invest in a LeBron jersey. He's been on his, third team, possibly his fourth, so it's actually a great idea.
Yeah, and especially, I mean, NBA is such a player sport, right?
So, right.
You know, people are following those athletes around as they're jumping around, so this just makes, I think, complete sense for kind of those avid fans.
Okay, and what's a website? I mean, a Facebook page that you have that listeners can go check out the products?
Yeah, if you just go to www.repthesquad.com, we explain how to sign up right there, but you're going to see hundreds of different jersey combinations. You basically fill up your locker. We take it from there.
Okay. All right. Do we have Golden Tate on the line? Is he on the line?
Yep, he's joining you right now. I'm going to pass over the phone, actually, to him.
Okay. All right. Nice talking to you, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
Hello?
Hello, Golden.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right, man. How are you doing?
I'm good. Just hanging out at Mall of America.
Oh, Mall of America. So you're down there in the festivities of Super Bowl week, huh?
Yeah. Good atmosphere, though.
I got to ask you right off the top, Golden. You're a receiver, and you guys are a big part of what quarterbacks do. With everything that's going on with Alex Smith, Cousins, your QB got super paid, is the quarterback salary out of whack? I'm not asking you to throw your teammate under the bus, but has the quarterback salaries got a little bit out of whack in your opinion?
I will say the quarterback salaries are definitely very, very, very healthy, for sure. When speaking about our quarterback, I think he deserves every penny of it. You know, and I think when you pay these franchise like quarterbacks, I think it's more, you're paying for more than just them to be a quarterback. You're paying for them to be a leader in the locker room. You're paying for them to be in a community. You're paying for them to do some community service and the whole nine yards. So, and that's one thing we do get out of Matt. He guys look up to him. We trust him. He's tough as nails, and so my quarterback definitely deserves it. I don't know, Alex on the playing level or Kirk.
Okay.
Those are definitely two solid players, so I can't speak on their salaries, nor do I even know what they're making. But,
right.
Yeah.
No, I think, again, we're joined by Golden Tate, wide receiver of Detroit Lions. No, I think we've had a topic on that the show for a while, and I've been a guy that's kind of defending Matthew Stafford, but I know you've been in the huddle with Russell Wilson, you've been in the huddle with Matthew Stafford, and, of course, you play in a division with Aaron Rodgers, man, you talk to your peers. So kind of elaborating on that question, how much does it make it easier in your job or just from a psyche, from the receiver standpoint, when you walk into the huddle and you talk to your other peers in the league, but you walk in the huddle and you got a Matthew Stafford on a Sunday?
Oh, it makes a huge difference because you have to have trust. The quarterback has to trust the receivers. The receiver has to trust the quarterback. You know, there's no secret that I'm always in the middle of the field, and I'm always around linebackers and safeties that are willing and would love to take my head off and put me out the game. But I trust Matthew so much that I run these slants and I run these chin routes a couple of game, and I never shy away from it because I trust that he's going to throw me open or he's going to throw me away or throw me back shoulder so I don't take a headache. You know, now I might get hit here and there, but, you know, if I do get hit, it's because he's protecting me. He threw it at my back shoulder to slow me down and allow me to bundle up before the hit. So it does play a huge difference, and that quarterback receiver trust is not something that you just show up to camp with. It's something that you have to work throughout camp, starting all the way in April.
Again, joined by Golden Tate. You brought up, you know, not throwing you into danger, and we just saw Fox offered the NFL $3 billion to continue Thursday night football. Where do you come out on Thursday night football, or is it just not even worth complaining about, Golden?
You know, Thursday night football is, when you're not playing in the game, it's definitely great from the fan perspective to watch the games and come right. And watch. And football is such an amazing sport. But for the players, it's tough. It's tough to play on Sunday against a very physical, in my case, very physical defense, or really any defense, and then have to prepare literally the next day for a Thursday night game. I mean, your body usually, you know, for me as a year 8 guy going to year 9, my body wasn't ready to even practice until the end of Wednesday after practice. So, like, wow. You're trying to hustle up and get ready for the game. And although you think you make it back by Thursday, you feel okay by Thursday, your muscles just truly aren't ready for another bruising. And the analogy I like to use is it's like being in a car wreck, you know, every single week, you know, so it's tough. So yeah, but for a person like me, I love primetime TV.
Right.
So I love the spotlight and I love being, you know, the only game people watch, so it's kind of, you know, you gotta weigh it.
What, you know, again, we're joined by Golden Tate. Before we get you out of here, Golden, I mean, we had some coaching changes, we had some things going out, and you know, your team Detroit was one of those. And you go, you got a Pat Patricia that's been in the coaching circle for a while, interviewed for years, finally got the opportunity, he's going to be named y'all's coach. How close? I don't really want you to go into detail of what you want or what you want them to accomplish in the offseason, because that's a difficult question. But how close do you feel that the Detroit? I mean, you've been there a few years. How close do you feel the Detroit Lions are from being a contender that's going to compete consistently in the NFC North with the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers? How close are you, in your opinion?
You know, I've been saying since I've come to Detroit, I feel like we've been close. And I'm kind of tired of saying we're close. At some point, we need to make that turn. We need to start owning our division and being more competitive in our division. I mean, we're winning 9 games this season, which it's okay. Not bad, but it's time for us to make that turn, I believe. And so, with the new coaches, and quite frankly, I'm on year 9. I don't have time for the rebuild and all that. Mess. I need to win now. I need my Super Bowl on my other finger, ASAP, soon, because I don't know how much time I have left in this league. So for me, I'm whoever comes in, I'm expecting us to win now. I don't want to hear any of that rebuilding mess.
Okay. All right, man. Well, it, man. I appreciate you joining us today. I think I heard you had a new addition to the family, right? You and your wife just had a newborn recently?
Yeah, I had a beautiful, young, perfect daughter born on the 18th, and I'm going to be honest, it was hard to hop on that plane to come to Minnesota.
I hear you.
Although she can't talk or even probably doesn't even know who I am, I just sit and stare at her all day, all night, I miss her already.
Okay. Well, man, I appreciate you checking in with us. Good luck to Rep the Squad and what you and Brian are doing. It was a joy talking to you, and good luck in this upcoming season, man.
I appreciate you so much.